Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The Take Care of Maya trial, where did things go off the track? They obviously were met with these really fantastical claims from mom and from dad, you know, urgent, hysteric, as one would be a lot of times when you're a parent. If your child is in pain, you're wanting, you know, to get them the help that they need. Did the hospital, were they remiss in anything after the initial, you know, diagnosis of their own or view of this on their own? Should they have contacted Maya's previous doctor, albeit them not board certified, and an anesthesiologist? Should they at least have had some sort of communication to get a better Very grasp much. On what was going on? And why wouldn't they? Why didn't they?
You know, ethically, we all healthcare professionals, I'm a healthcare professional, we are supposed to consult and collaborate. And this is drummed into our heads, right? Over and over. But in my practice, I've seen there are some doctors who are very willing to be collaborative, and I may call them. They call me back immediately. They're willing to consult. Often we consult frequently. But I have to say those doctors are in the minority. And I think very often now doctors are under so much time pressure. They're so busy. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's mm-hmm. difficult for them. It's difficult for them to find each other. But I think a really quality standard of care is that doctors consult, they talk with other people who have provided treatment, and they collaborate. Mm-hmm. And ideally, we want these cases to be collaborative, not hostile and confrontive. And I think because of perhaps the way the mom came in, basically firing guns, I mean, not literally, but, you know, with her aggressiveness, it put the hospital in a defensive state of mind. And then when we had the doctor that was actually working for Children's Welfare, DCS, I believe they call it, mm-hmm. in Florida, she came in very heavy-handed yeah. and very adversarial. And that only amplified what eventually became this legal power struggle. They hired attorneys, the hospital's risk management, which is the legal department, were really dictating treatment at that point. And it was not a collaborative approach, which is so sad, because if everybody, I mean, my fantasy would be get them all in the same room at the same time, everybody pull out their records, everybody pull out what they had seen, and go over it in a collaborative way, right? We're here to help the child. It's not a power struggle. That did not happen here. And I think it shows a fragmented healthcare system, which is affecting all of us ultimately.
Without a doubt. One of the things that we focused on a bit was the fact that individual we're talking about there, who was charged with being the child welfare advocate with DCF, I believe, hired by the hospital itself, Miss Betty, she had a record in the past of she was put into jail overnight a while back and had been charged with kneeling on a child. She has denied those charges. But if you look at the account of what happened at another facility, which she was fired at, and then a $2.5 million settlement was given to that victim, I was fairly shocked that she was working with children at all. I would think that after a moment like that, you would lose some sort of accreditation or licensing, or you just wouldn't be hired after just a little bit of vetting. Should she have even been in that setting to begin with?
No. And even if she did not have these, you know, pre-existing problems, which I agree are glaring and should have probably resulted in loss of her license, putting her in this position as gatekeeper and basically being dictated to by the risk management department, she was in way over her head with this. And I would think, again, you would have more mental health clinicians involved. You would have a team approach. And again, this was a failure on the hospital's part to set it up this way.
Sure. I mean, and you do have to look at the reality of thousands of cases do come in a year. Not everyone is going to go completely perfect. It's just when things don't go well and they go way off the tracks, it gets to be very, I mean, quite extreme, where we're like, we can't go that far off the tracks the way that this one seemed to go. With all that being said, one of the big arguments in this case, and probably the main reason why we're even aware of this case to the level that we are, is because the mother, Maya's mother, committed suicide midway through all of this, which, you know, obviously people have mental health problems and depression and anxiety. And I can't imagine a more anxiety ridden situation than what she was going through while at the same time being a parent. I don't want to take myself away from being a parent, and I still would want to be there to help my child get through this. So regardless of the decision-making process there or how it went down through what she was going through, can you really make an argument and say that because of this, and it goes far beyond a mishap here, is responsible for the death of Maya's mother, Beata? Is that... has this ever been done before to make an argument like this in court, to go anywhere with a medical facility as we're seeing here?
You know, it's not something I've heard of before. The suicide is just an absolute tragedy. And my sense of the mom from watching all the testimony is that she had some vulnerabilities. I'm not saying she had severe mental illness at all, which some people would portray her that way. But I think she had some vulnerabilities. Her sister testified that when she grew up in Poland, that there had been some trauma history. Mm-hmm. And a trauma history can leave a person very reactive and tending to be over emotional. And that's my guess, that she was vulnerable here, because if she had been thinking rationally and understanding, she was under stress, but still, father was under stress and he stayed pretty grounded. Mom, I think, became less and less grounded in reality over time as this went on. And to suicide is really one of the greatest forms of child abuse you can commit. True. Because the children will never have a normal life after that. I mean, they are going to carry that form of grief, particularly for Maya. If her mind were to go, which I would guess it was, is that if I had not gotten sick, my mother would still be here. So to suicide under these circumstances, I mean, worst case scenario, if Maya had gone into foster care, awful. But at 18, she would have been back in mom's life. And it's sort of like mom could not see that by doing this, I am really hurting my children. And that says to me, mom was not grounded in reality and had some vulnerabilities, I think, going into this. I'm sure she was a wonderful person, as many people have attested to. But it was really this confluence of awful things that just all came together, which makes this case so weird. The other thing is that when mom suicided, she did it in the home, in the garage, but just adjacent to the kitchen. And her little boy very easily could have been the one that walked in and found her body. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she was not thinking about that, you know, I can't imagine as a mom, no matter how upset I am, always putting myself in someone else's shoes and trying to imagine, thinking that by killing myself in the home in this way, that this is a good decision. You know, it's just, it's awful.
It really shows, I mean, just how much the blinders can go up when someone is in that sort of a mental state, and how it took someone to get there that she was unable to see further down the road. And that seemed like the only option for her. Just an overall totally tragic case. And of course, we'll continue to follow it here. Thank you for keeping an eye on this and taking a deeper dive into it than we have here in the past.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.